past year, and it is legal today. And it helped the Indian people. We have a great big lumber yard today that it is sold about twice as cheaper as the one that they have in Gallup and in Albuquerque. Way lots cheaper, because the Navajo people themselves, they don't make very much money like the white people does. Here, there were some more things that has been done before he died. He wanted for the Navajo people to have what they call public work. It was another name that they had was a 10 days project. A 10 days project was issued out to the different chapters. A 10 days project was for the Navajo himself to work for his own money. They don't want to give it to them for nothing. They wanted to give them the way it would be better for them to have something to do. And I think it was a very good idea to have all these kinds of ideas that the great miner has to make out and work among us. This is what he done for us. He brought the 10 days project all over the reservation, through all out the Navajo country. He says it would be best to build chapter houses where the Indian themselves can talk together. They shall be split out by sections in areas, he says. So they talk, he talked it about how it can be done. There are pretty near 100 chapter houses throughout the reservation. During this time, the new sawmill was built, and there was nothing but 2x4 lumber was being sawed by the thousands to be built with the chapter houses. And then all of a sudden, all over the reservation, the chapter houses were started out. Job was here and there for the Navajo people with their own money. They were getting dollar and quarter an hour for every person that needed jobs. For 10 days, they had to work, and they earned around 100 and some odd dollars. 8 hours a day working on the chapter houses. For about 3 or 4 years' time, the chapter houses were set up here and there all over the Navajo reservation. And then they discuss about how it would be open, like some of the rest of the houses, what they call open house. This was set up again, and this was going to be among the medicine men to do it. Then here, when the chapter houses were all completed, they have an open house for everybody. Every Navajo person that lives around the area of their chapter, whoever is able to help, not the poor, but the one that is able to help, they bring in food like meat and coffee, sugar, and they set up all these things for their people to eat free. All food was on the house because of their good house that were built, where they can have all kinds of discussion about how would they go about. So this was set up here and there. The medicine man comes around and gives the magic way of doing things, how the chapter would be used in the coming generation. All these things was been all over the reservation, and the medicine man was the one that done the praying and the speaking to the people, and some other were invited, councilmen from different parts of the reservation are invited to come to say a little saying of what they would know about how it could be run. So this was one of the good things that had brought to the Navajo Reservation. And then the Navajo tribe had made the budget for the whole chapter that they must be paid. And there must be a chapter officer being elected for the chapter. All these things, the councilman and the leader had to talk about. In the day of the open house, all these things were being told at the time of the open house. You must start a meeting together and vote and elect a chapter officer, whoever you think it would be best that could lead us in the right way. So All these things were set up here and there. The day came of the meeting. They got together. And the councilman was the one to take the lead how it should be done. They vote for the new president, chapter officer, and the vice chairman, and the secretary. And from here on, things started that way. It was a very good thing to have. Here are people in the reservation all over. Talks about things that they want, how to be done. They can discuss all things that comes up. They can discuss things that has never been seen. Restrooms were set up in the chapter houses. Most of these chapter houses were built near a well, water well, and so the water can be used in the chapter houses. There are a lot of things that I can tell you about the chapter houses. I will tell you just this much. That's the way my people has been running things today. What we talk about during our meeting, they can be brought up back to Window Rock, to the councilman, where the councilman meets. And what we wanted them to discuss are being set up for us. They got the okay, or if they don't think it's not right, they can discuss that over. This is the way the Navajo people are running their reservation. In the first start, we had it more white people in the office at Window Rock. They took the lead. Today, we have more educated boys and girls that knows how to type, that knows how to do better things. And they are hard at the Window Rock office. You can go over there and see for yourself when you go to the Navajo Reservation, Navajo headquarters at Window Rock. Every place you go, there will be an Indian in an office typing. This is the way we are running our people. This is the way we're running our own reservation. I think it's a very good idea. All these things Mr. Husky Goldmine had in his head today.